Off the bench for McDonald's, juicy Angus beef and the lot. Dine in and try the Aussie Angus at Macca's today. And Tyre Power, set your new tyre resolution at Tyre Power. Big holiday sale now on tyrepower.com.au.
There's a big second hour to come on Off the Bench. Try the Aussie Angus burger at Macca's today. Sam Hargrave's in for Hutchie. Pickers is here, of course, for Tyre Power. Selected Kumho tyres. Buy three, get one free. Thanks for sticking with us or joining us, whichever category you fit into. Hello again to you, Picks.
Hello again, Sammy, and good to be back. And hello to our new audience and all that sort of stuff.
Margaret's going to join us momentarily, of course, at the regular time. But we were speaking in the last...
It's going to have to be the regular time. You can't miss it.
I know.
It's 10 past 10. It's going to have to be quick.
That's one thing. Even more so than third person.
You're going to start adding something in. You're going to have to be real quick.
You're going to have to be very sharpish. But we're going to do that right now because we were talking earlier that Campbell Brown has turned his hand to poetry. There's many sides to the dog. He can be political dog. And he can also be sensitive dog. Okay. And he's written a poem and we've got him on to just orate that to us. Hello, Brown Dog.
Yeah, he's not there, old mate.
Oh, he's not there.
No, that's a really poor start.
I got told he was going to be up.
What about
next?
Well, I'm just telling you what it is. That's how it is.
Okay, no, that's all right. What have you found?
I just found one off the SMS from one of our listeners.
Yeah.
Interesting fact: Scott Boland's test stats are much better than his premier stats for Frankston. There you go.
What are his numbers?
94 matches, 3 were tests, of course. 140 wickets. Yeah, I don't know what his ones are for Peninsula.
So 18 wickets in 3 tests.
Yeah, pretty good effort.
He's 6 for 7 on the second day. He's, I think, the most economical ever.
He's a beauty.
Everyone's your favourite cricketer.
He looks like getting a wicket every time he bowls. He looks the most likely. Mm. Well, him and Cummins. Oh, and Stark, I guess. We bowled. It was a pretty good test series.
We'd love to hear from you, of course. 1-300-23-55-48. We've been talking about crowd behaviour at the Australian Open and this CU nonsense that's crept in from Ronaldo scoring goals in world football into somehow the Australian Open, and talking about the crowd contributions, the traditions that the crowd get involved in that actually make sport better, the ones we actually like.
Yeah, that's why I don't like going to the tennis. I can't. And your inane supporters drive me mad, absolutely mad. It becomes a bit of this time of the year, it becomes a bit of a, you know, who's who at the tennis too. It's a bit of a celebrity.
Oh, we're always scanning the crowd.
Scanning the
to
crowd.
See who might be there.
Pick out some B-grade celebrity and put him in the newspaper. That's what
was Will Smith there the other day or was that last year?
Will Smith?
Yeah, was he there?
He's not a B-grader.
Was that a replay? Well, I know he's not.
He's an A-grader.
Maybe it was the other. Maybe it was a replay of a former year. I know one person who would have been keeping an eye on the test. She would have been
watching everything.
Absolutely. Last night, I wonder how she got through all the sport last night because there was a ton of it on. Big Bash, there's Indian v South African cricket, AFLW, NBL, WNBL, Asian Cup, and the tennis, of course, Ash Barty getting through to the fourth round. So without any further ado, 10 past 10, every Saturday morning, as Hutchie says, she no longer has to call us. We call her.
I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere. Thank
you for being. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
One of the highlights, probably the highlight of every Saturday morning on Off the Bench. Margaret joins us as always. Margaret, hello to you.
Good morning, Sammy. I'm well, thank you. And you?
Any better. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. How did you put in last night? Because there was so much sport on. How did you see it all? How did you watch it all?
Well, I was doing a bit of this, flicking. I actually watched a bit of the tennis last night. I loved watching the girls. So they did very well. She did very well. Ash did well. Yep. I thought the other little girl played reasonably well. I was very surprised with Naomi getting beaten. Mm. That little lass that beat her seems to be a little star. So there you go. She might be a bit hard to beat. Cricket, Big Bash. I had a glimpse of it. Oh, a bit over the Big Bash now.
It's nearly finished, Margaret. It's nearly finished.
Nearly finished, yes. I'm disappointed with my team. I'm not jumping off them. I don't jump off a side. I stick with them. Renegades on the bottom again.
Oh, 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row, Margaret. What's happened?
Just, Oh, they give them the dregs of the barrel. No one wants to play there.
What
dregs
about,
of the barrel. What about... Give a lucky dip, I reckon.
Margaret,
you've got to play for the renegades. You put your hand in the bottom of the bag and get the what's left.
Let's hope they don't do that next year. But Cameron Boyce, who got a double hat trick, he was told before the game that he's not getting a new contract.
Why?
I've got no idea.
No, they seem to have it all up to putt. I don't know.
Margaret, do you think Pickers should mount a hostile retakeover of the Renegades?
I can't. I'm not allowed.
Is that what we need to see?
Well, if he did, whatever he touches usually does well. Would be nice, but he's got to make that decision, Pickers.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's the Cricket Victorian board that making the decisions at the moment, unfortunately. For the Renegades, so they need to make some changes. I'm not sure they will.
Absolutely.
But I haven't spoken to you for a couple of weeks, Margaret. How you been?
No, you've been on holidays. You've been gallivanting around. Having a good time.
Hobnobbing.
I've been hobnobbing all right. I haven't really. I've just been having a bit of a break. But how's the show gone the last couple of weeks? We've had Brownie filling in. Has he done an adequate job?
Yes, he does. Oh, yes. Brownie does a good job. He's a good fella. They're all pretty good that come on there and hold the fort for you. They do a good job. Yep.
Well, Sammy Hargraves gets a bit. He gets a bit heavy. Card him on the back for today for the next couple of hours.
Oh, have a listen to him.
Carry him around.
Have a listen to him, Margaret.
Card him around with me. But
all right, if he doesn't start running the Blues down.
No,
I won't. I promise. I wouldn't do that whilst you're on the phone with him, Margaret.
He's not that brave, Margaret.
I'm not that brave.
My God. You don't. You give him the stick sometimes.
I do sometimes, but I only because my grandfather barracked for the Blues, Margaret. So I've got a soft spot for them, and I want them to do well. I just some of the things that get said and some of the things that get done, I just shake my little head and go, oh God, not again, not again. Don't keep saying finals as a pass, Margaret.
I think they'll have a better year. They'll have a better year.
Yeah, I do. Hey, Margaret, you keep a close eye on the tennis. What have you made of the crowd? Do you think that a more raucous crowd's a bit of fun, or do you think they're being disrespectful? How have you seen the behaviour of the crowd?
I thought the crowd's a different crowd. You tell me that it's boo soo. It's something. Yeah. It's not boo. It's another word.
Allegedly,
it doesn't sound nice. No. They're doing it all the time. They certainly put Medvedev, off the other night.
He wasn't happy.
playing Kyrgios is enough to put you off. But, I mean, I like him. He's a naughty boy, a very naughty boy. But I still like him.
Well, he's talented, but he's I don't think it's his number one priority in life, is it, tennis?
Oh, it's not. Just imagine what he would be like if he had a coach.
Well, exactly.
He's a brilliant tennis player, really. He can play, but he clowns. How is when he done the
underarm.
The underarm to serve, and then when he run around the field, run around the rink.
Yeah, that's how he rolls.
He ran a full lap.
They say he's a showman, Margaret, but, you know, at some stage you'd want to be winning a bit.
But it does get you down a bit. It's, you know, tennis has always been a very, very private, very strict game, you know, but he's carrying on like a pork chop, really.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think you've...
I've got a bit of a theory about him, Margaret. Obviously, it's as Pickers said, it's not his priority tennis, and he's just happy to get the income, and that's fine. But I also think there's a convenience to it when he says, I don't really care as much. Because you can tell when he's playing that he cares. But I think all the carry-on about, I don't really care that much, is convenient. Because if he actually did say that he cared, then he'd be held accountable for his results. I reckon he's got a fear of failure. I reckon it's easier for him to say, I don't care enough to try all the time.
There might be some truth in that.
And then that makes it just easy for him now to not have to worry about it. But if he actually committed like a Leighton or a Pat or whoever it might be, then you're actually, well, then how good are you? But this is convenient because you can say, if I really tried, I could beat anybody, but I don't really care as much.
Yeah,
so it's kind of convenient.
Right. I reckon you're right.
Hey, Margaret.
Yeah, I reckon that too.
That's my amateur psychology done for the day, Margaret. How'd I do?
I think you're spot on.
Dude, you did well. I think that's exactly right. Yeah, he does really care.
Margaret, I got a lovely email yesterday from Amanda, the matriarch in here, of your lovely sisters. There's a photo of the girls. Yes, Margaret's sisters, Dottie and Kathleen.
Yes, that's right. They sent you. Did they send you a New Year greeting?
Yes, they did.
Oh, good. What did they send their photos?
Yep, photos of both of them I've got. They're beauties. Absolutely
beauties.
They're
not bad, are they?
Yeah, they're in good.
Not bad. 95, should be 96 this year.
96,
Year. Yeah. Kathleen will.
Yep.
And Dorothy's the baby. She's 83.
The baby's only 83. Well, there's a big gap there.
And I'm big gap between me and her.
Yep.
I'm 92 this year. Mm.
Yeah.
So it's only the three girls, and Dorothy was the baby of the whole family. Mm.
Yeah, 83. Gee, she's only young.
What's on for the rest of the weekend, Margaret?
Oh, what's on for the rest of the weekend? God, sitting at home as usual. I'm getting a bit sick of it. I can't. Rocky doesn't want me to go out. He said, "Don't go out, Mum. It's terrible out there. You won't survive if you get that rotten thing."
Yeah.
So I'm stuck inside or at the garden. I go into the garden a lot.
Mm. Yeah, of course, yeah. Get a bit of fresh air.
Got a lot of... Roses are beautiful, would you believe it? Beautiful roses.
Too hot out there today, though, Margaret.
The panthers look gorgeous.
Mm. Stay inside today. It's going to be a hot afternoon. The next couple of days, I'd be staying inside near the air conditioner of yours.
Yes, I do. I am Pickus. In and out.
Hutchie and I'll keep you company.
Good.
He'll probably respond to your text too, Margaret. If you shoot him a message, he'll get straight back to you. Unlike
I can't text.
No,
I can't. I wish I could. And I'll tell you what, the radio world are probably saying, I'm glad she can't.
Very good. Have a great weekend, Margaret.
Thank you, boys. And you have a nice weekend too. See you later.
See you next week.
Always cheers wonderful. Yeah, you too. Absolutely lovely, as always, to catch up with Margaret Pickett. Speaking of the weather, it is time to be sun smart this summer. The sun smart weather update, hot and sunny all weekend. 32 today at Melbourne Park, 32 again tomorrow. Bendigo's going to get to 36 and then 38 tomorrow.
I think we're getting another few days of nice weather.
Yeah, be sun smart this summer and remember to slip, slop, slap, seek and slide. Darren Galley, the Counter Country Racing, is going to join us on the other side of this.
I've got one off the SMS because
yes.
Will Pekoski's obviously playing today, so someone... off the text machine, asking me a question. What would you have done in your district captaining days with Pekoski playing for Melbourne? Would you be asking one of your quicks to bounce him and make him feel uncomfortable, or would you do the right thing by your country, let him get his eye in and get 100? Well, I wouldn't let him get his eye in and hope that we've got him chasing leather all day, but you would probably give him one or two just to sharpen him up. You would hope in like hell you wouldn't hit him in the head, he's such a talented player. I think that they would test him out with a bumper or a couple of shorter balls, but no one wants to see him get hit again, that's for sure.
Do you think it's a bit of a myth about him and the short ball? Because all his concussions haven't been
strange
occurrences, like balls going through nets from the other side.
Yeah, one was a couple of footy ones, one was a ball ricocheted off a sprinkler. I mean, so it isn't all...
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think he's a bad player with the short ball bowling. But he's getting hit a bit. I was at the Junction Oval when Sean Abbott hit him. It sounded like a gunshot, seriously. It hit him flush.
Yep.
And that was the opening of the back at the Junction days. But you wouldn't just give him half volleys and hope he made 100. I mean, that would, that's not the way to play cricket. You've got to be competitive.
Yep.
You're going to be sitting out in the 32-degree day chasing him, hitting boundaries all day. You'd be wanting to get him out the best way you could. But I'm a bit with people when they say we need to get this kid playing regular cricket so he can be playing for Australia, because he will be once he gets his gets himself out there and he's feeling happy and comfortable.
Be sun smart this summer and remember to slip, slop, slap, seek and slide. We don't have direct access to the brown dog, but we are going to hear his foray into the beautiful world of poetry.
He's probably still on the Gold Coast.
On the other side. It's best not to ask questions. This is Off the Bench. Try the Aussie Angus Burger at Macca's today. And for Tyre Power, selected Kumho tyres. Buy three and get one free.
Off the Bench for McDonald's. Juicy Angus beef and the lot. Dine in and try the Aussie